been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Ion Travel continues from the legendary Carlton Hotel here in Cannes in the south of France. And of course, you can always reach me. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Let's go out to the phones out in Bethesda, Maryland. I've got Dave on the phone. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, this is an intriguing story. So back on October 31st, I was on a charter cruise ship, Star Vista Live's mall shop cruise. And the weather was horrible, and they announced in that morning that we were not going to sail into Tortola. So the cruise itself said, well, we're going to come up with all these activities for you on the ship. And they provided concerts, trivia, et cetera, on the ship. However, that morning, I also went to Holland America and said, well, wait a minute. If we can't go into a cruise port, why aren't we entitled to a refund to our port fees? And in this case, it was $182.50 per person. So I did file a paperwork with Holland America on the ship, and then I proceeded to follow up after we got off the cruise saying, hey, you know, how come nobody told us about a refund for the Tortola port fees? Additionally, I followed up with Star Vista wondering, well, why aren't we getting port fees back because we never went into Tortola? It wasn't until the 2nd of December when Star Vista Live's representative, her name was Sandy, sent me an email and said that we covered your port fees by having activities on the ship.
Are you serious?
They mentioned the port.
I got a few port fees for them. Here's the deal. You paid for a service you did not receive. You paid to go into a port, not play Trivial Pursuit. This is a very interesting story for me, and, you know, you were smart enough to figure that out, and we're talking about, what, $370? So, here's the deal.
Yeah, right.
Here's the deal. I want you to email me, peter@petergreenberg.com, your original reservation, the company that you went through to book it, because they weren't the cruise line. The cruise line's Holland America. And then the cruise line confirmation, and we'll get into it, because... remember, a port tax, or otherwise known as a head fee, only kicks in if you show up in the port and the ship ties up. It's no different than an occupancy tax in a hotel room. If you don't show up in the room and you didn't pay for the room, why would you pay for an occupancy tax where you didn't occupy the room? You did not occupy the port. So get me that information, Dave, and we'll get into it because... Look, every cruise line, it's in their contract, I'm sure you've already reviewed it, reserves the right in the interest of safety of their passengers to either bypass a port or substitute a port in the event of force majeure, act of God, or bad weather. I get it, right? There are ships right now that are not sailing in the Med because of what's going on in Gaza. And there are ships right now that are not transiting the Suez Canal, and they may have to delay or cancel some ports. I get that. But... if you're being charged a port tax or a head fee on a port you're not going to, I think you're well within your rights to get that refund. We will check it out. Send me that information, okay?
Well, it says our written terms and conditions provide for a very real, although infrequent, possibility of itinerary changes, and the further that all payments are not refundable. That's in the Star Vista contract.
Yes, you know what? All payments are non-refundable, but you provided, you booked, did you pay with a credit card?
Yes.
Okay. Under the federal credit law, you basically contracted for a service you did not receive. You're due a credit on your credit state on your credit card statement at the very least. Send me that information.
Okay.
We will get into it.
I'll be more than happy to do so. Thank you very much for taking my question, Peter.
Oh, by the way, there's a $700 charge for me taking the question. Can you handle it?
Maybe.
All right, Dave. Let me know what's going on. Send it to me.
Absolutely.
Thanks again,
man.
Thank you,
Peter.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Now, here's an interesting email from Lynn. And in fact, if you've heard the show before, you know I have a love affair with my Apple AirTags. I've developed an emotional relationship with them. They tell me when they miss me. They even have a new app on the Apple AirTags that allows the airlines to even find out where your bags are, not just you. But Lynn writes in, she goes, I have an Android phone, and I don't understand how the AirTags work. Is it in contact with my phone 24/7, or does someone else who have the same AirTag app have to be near my bag? Okay, here's the answer. AirTags do not work with Android phones, as they lack the necessary setup compatibility. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean you can't find a bag tracker. It's called the Tile Pro. It has a long range and a loud ring, and it gives you a better chance of finding your lost stuff than the other non-Apple trackers. There are other devices on the market as well. Now, you can buy a 4-pack for $85 or $24 for one. It's a subscription plan. It's optional. You can do that as well. But the bottom line is, it works on the Android phone, and it provides the same service that the Apple AirTags do on the iPhone. So there you have it, Lynn. And remember, you'll develop an emotional relationship with it as well. All right. That music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more coming as Ion Travel returns to the Riviera in France, otherwise known as Cannes, and the legendary Carlton Hotel when we come back right after this.
You've been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.